Welcome back to High School Football on AM 1330, FM 94.1, WRAM, part of the Prairie Radio Sports Network. You can also listen online at 1330WRAM.com or check out our free app for your iPhone or Android. Well, this is the Office Specialist pregame show with locations in Galesburg and Kewaunee, providing solutions for your business. Office Specialist online at OSI.biz. I'm Logan Sell, joined by Bob Brownlee. Here at United High School, the United Red Storm playing host to the Mid-County Cougars in LTC play here at United High School tonight. Homecoming for the Red Storm. Let's take a look at some other games going on around the area this weekend. As elsewhere in LTC play, it is the Anawan Weathersfield Titans receiving votes in Class 2A on the road to take on Princeville tonight. Ridgewood is at Mercer County, and West Central is at Stark County. Over in the Prairie Land Conference, Black Division, Knoxville is at Abington Avon, Lewistown is at Rushville Industry, and North Fulton is at South Fulton. In the Prairie Land Blue Division, Illini West is at 3A number 10 Elmwood Brimfield, Bushnell West Prairie is at Farmington, and Havana is at Peoria Heights on Saturday. In the West Central Conference, it's number 8 in Class 2A, West Hancock down in Macomb tonight, taking on the Bombers, while Breeze Mater Dei is at Quincy Notre Dame. And Monmouth Roseville is taking on Three Rivers opponent Orion in Orion this evening. And in the Western Big Six, Galesburg at United Township, Moline at Rock Island, and Quincy is at Olivan. That's a look at your Subway scoreboard for this evening. We'll take a look at those games and bring you updates as we get them coming in from ours. The Red Storm hosting the Cougars tonight, as we mentioned a little bit earlier on the pregame show. And plenty of storylines to talk about in this one. Brett Woodside, leading rusher in the LTC, went down with a leg injury last week, broke his leg. He's going to be out for the rest of the year in all sports, which is just a shame, folks. He's a phenomenal athlete for this, for I believe the Rova Tigers in basketball, but also a star track athlete as well. Hate to lose a kid like that to an injury, so we'll see what the Mid-County Cougars do to kind of revamp their team, and we'll see what the Red Storm do to try and get back to their winning ways here in this one. We'll step away for a quick moment. Come back with more of your Office Specialist pregame show right here on AM 1330, FM 94.1 WRAM. Welcome back to High School Football on the Prairie Radio Sports Network. Logan Fell joined by Bob Brownlee here from the Vic Roy's Furniture broadcast booth. You've heard our young forward coaches interviewed. We'll have our McDonald's start coming for you as the game gets going for this homecoming matchup between the Cougars and the Red Storm. Bob, what are some things that you're looking for in this one?
Well, defensively, you know, We got to get the whole package going.
Well, sorry, Bob, I'm going to interrupt you. We got the anthem coming your way, so we'll slip away and come back with more of your Office Specialist pregame show on WRAM. AM 1330, FM 94.1, WRAM, Logan Till and Bob Brownlee back with you. Sorry to interrupt you, Bob, as we step away for our national anthem, but let's get your keys to the game.
That's quite fun. I started off wrong anyway. Offensively, we got Alfred Bono back, and hopefully he's healthy. I talked to him yesterday. He's got a nice brace. He said his knee feels great. And with Alfred in the backfield, it opens up for Sam and Michael Moore off tackle, and it gets Alfred going to the outside. It'll open up a defense real quick. Defensively, like I say, I haven't seen much option on in their pregame practice with the running back gone. That possibly may be a situation where that doesn't happen, but they need to have to play assignment football against the option if that is indeed what they run. If they don't, what we've seen here in the pregame was just the eye formation and off tackle and just normal what they would run for an eye, which changes the whole plan and scheme of the defense. So we'll just have to see what happens tonight.
All right. Those are Bob's keys to the game. It was Mid-County winning the toss. They deferred, and it will be United receiving going left to right on your radio dial here to start this ballgame, Bob.
Yep. Hopefully we can get the one thing we haven't done this year is scored first. I think that would be a huge boost. Down there for the line when they introduced the starting lineup, the guys were fired up more than I've seen yet this year, so hopefully everything goes well. I know that they're getting ready to line up for the kickoff. They do kick deep, so hopefully we can get a kickoff return and get good starting field position.
Sam Brownlee and Trent Jones sitting back at around the 5-yard line for the Red Storm as we get set for this one. We'll bring you your McDonald starting lineups here on this opening drive. But both teams switching it up a little bit from the past few weeks, so if we make a mistake, well, we're only human, folks, so try and bear with us. The Cougars coming out kicker tonight for Mid-County is Dan Shepard. the number 16, and he's got a leg, so you might have to watch a field goal attempt or two from the Cougars if they get down in deep in the United Territory.
Yeah, I think so. He looks like he had a pretty decent leg. And like I say, I'm hoping for a good return here and we can get started and get Alfred in the offense. And hopefully this offense that Coach Lucas has designed was, you know, basically with Alfred in mind when he went down, and that caused where we are today.
All right, Sheffers on the kick, and we are ready for underway. To get underway, 12 minutes on the clock, and here we go. Sheffer with the nice kick. It's going to be received on the bounce by Sam Brownlee, who kicks it a little bit, then gets a big hold of Sam Brownlee. One man to beat across the 50. It's Sheffer. He cuts him back. Sheffer brings him down inside the 40. A big, big return for Sam Brownlee as he mishandled that a little bit, got it off the bounce, though, and found a great seam in front of him. Great job by the kickoff return unit.
Yeah, it was. I didn't catch the number there, but it was an excellent opening hole there for Sam. And he bust through and then got brought down by the kicker. What's the deal here?
So there may be a little razzing going on at home for Mr. Brownlee, but as it is, United will start 1st and 10 at their own, the Mid-County 36. That's starting field position, I believe, of the year for the Red Storm. As Red Storm offense heads out there, shotgun two back to DeWitt, the quarterback. Moore and Brownlee in the backfield with them. They give it to Brownlee up to the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard or two, but that's about it.
Yep, their defensive tackles filled the hole there real well, and two of them were trying to be blocked by one guy. So it's minimal gain. And
we'll give them 2 yards. Let's take a look at your starting lineup. Left tackle Jordan Lemley, left guard Cal Youngquist, center Zach Frieden. Right guard, Adam Crane. Your right tackle, Marshall McDormand. Your ends, John Dunn, Ian Allman. Quarterback tonight, Toby Whitsett, Michael Moore, Sam Brownlee in their starting lineup as well. As a pistol formation to give the Brownlee up the left side. Nice hole in front. He's going to be dragged down by a swarm of Cougars out near the first down. Marker still on his feet as he finally falls forward. They'll mark him forward progress dead, and I think that might be enough for a first down.
Big Jordan Lemley and Cal Youngquist there on the left side opened up a nice hole for Sam. Like I talked about earlier, Alfred's not started yet. He hasn't stepped on the field yet.
Now, the other end in the game, is the Frakes. As that's how they're playing it so far. It's going to be a first down, gain of 9 yards by Sam Brownlee. Shotgun, two backs. They hand off to Moore off the left side. Nice hole for Michael Moore as he darts through and falls forward near first down territory once again. Good opening series of plays here for this Red Storm offense.
Yeah, once again, right off of Lemley and Cal Youngquist there off the left side. I think they found something there that if they don't keep pounding it in, get it in the end zone, they'll come back to you later for sure.
We'll take a look at this Mid-County Cougar defense in a moment when we can. Moore picked up 9 yards. 2nd and 1 upcoming here for the Red Storm. No score. Only a minute and a half gone by. Here's pistol formation. They give to Brownlee going left side, hitting the backfield, but falls forward, and I think he has enough for a first down, and it will move the chain. Well, this Mid-County defense, well, they have some changes, some injuries for them, too, but defensive ends, number 37, George Johnson, and 55, Lucas Cruz. Defensive tackle, 64, Dewey Holden. And filling in tonight, a defensive tackle, number 56, Wyatt Lee. We'll take a look at some of your linebackers in just a moment as well, as that was a gain that time.
One or two. Just got the first.
2 yards for Brownlee, enough for the first down. 1st and 10 for the Red Storm. Shotgun, two backs, Moore to the right of Whitsitt. And Brownlee to his left. One receiver split here to the near side. They give it to Brownlee up the middle. Nice hole. Darts back to his left. Has a seam. He's brought down here. First down territory. Once again, shy of a touchdown. First down for the Red Storm inside the 5.
Yeah, first and goal that time. It was a total backfield counter where they took a step to the left side where they've been running the last 3 plays. And Sam jabbed it back to the center, ran off behind the center Frieden and the right guard Crane.
10-yard gain for Sam Brownlee. 1st and goal from the 5 here upcoming. Shotgun, two backs. 2 receivers, 1 split to each side. They give it to Moore up the middle. Darts through.
Got to be.
This touchdown, Red Storm. United strikes first for the first time this season. They lead Mid-County 6-0 off a 5-yard touchdown run from Michael Moore.
Well, one of the keys to the game came true finally, so that's good. Hopefully we can keep this thing going.
5-yard scoring run that time for Moore, and now United will line up for the 2-point conversion
as few touchdowns as they've gotten so far this year. The two-point conversion has been a real strong point for them. I'm guessing they're probably, I don't know, 7 out of 10 or something like that.
Whitson in the shotgun, two backs. They give it up the middle to Brownlee, who's going to be swarmed under just shy of the goal line. So it's 6-0 United. Two-point conversion is no good, and we'll step away. 9:29 remaining in the first quarter. United's on the board, 6-0 on WRAU. AM 1330, FM 94.1, WRAM, the United Red Storm capitalize on the great opening kickoff return and march down the field 36 yards, a 5-yard touchdown scoring run from Michael Moore. And the two-point conversion no good, but the United Red Storm are on the board. And here comes Alfred Mono to handle the kickoff duties for the Red Storm.
Yeah, he can kick it pretty far, so maybe we'll get a deep kick here. And our offensive line did an excellent job on that drive. I mean, Sam's long return, giving them a short field, but it was putting it down their throat on that one. That's good.
And Mono with the kick out from the 40. It is a deep one, and this one's going to go out of the end zone for a touchback. Great job from Mono. Mid-County will take over on their own 25. Logan Sell and Bob Brownlee here with you from United High School. As the Red Storm defense will take its first appearance tonight. Excuse me, it is from the 20 in high school still. Getting ahead of myself a little bit.
Yeah, hopefully they can put a half together like they did against Princeville. That defensive half they played there was the best I've seen in quite a while from Red Storm.
We'll take a look here. The Mid-County offense, get your starters in a moment. They come out. I formation. We'll see a lot of this here tonight. The wing back to the left. One receiver split out top of the screen. Davis, the quarterback, under center. Takes it, hands off to the fullback. No. And it was the fullback, Craig. He had nowhere to go. He actually gave him a loss of one. I think it was a quarterback keeper that time, and he went swarmed under.
Brought down with Marshall McDormand.
So for this Mid-County offense, left tackle number 77, Aaron Lambin, who had been a tight end up until this week. Left guard 61, Sean Welch. Center 62, Jacob Sedlicek. Right guard 55, Lucas Cruz. And right tackle 75, Evan King. Davis under center once again. I formation with the wing back to his right. They hand off to Craig, the fullback up the middle. He breaks through an arm tackle. Finally, Toby Whitson brings him down near the 25, a gain of about 6 that time. Picks up the lost yard and 5 more.
Yeah, Cal Youngquist, he stepped off out of his linebacker spot and stepped right into the hole. But that fullback is a pretty big load coming at you.
Fullback 45, Jack Craig, 5'10", 220 senior for this Mid-County team. Also the wingback, Nick Mollick, tailback, Ernie Heinrich. And your receivers, Race Ballard and Jason Clark, and a flag comes out. Get a little movement along the line. We'll see which way this one's coming.
It's like against United, the way they're left, huh?
And it is going to be on the Red Storm. 5-yard penalty offside. Encroachment. We'll move the chains and a first down for this Mid-County team. Red Storm picked up 3 first downs on that first drive. All on the ground. Mid-County gets their first of the game via the penalty. First and 10 for the Cougars. I formation, wing back to the left, and one receiver split here to the left. Davis gives it to the second man through, breaks the line of scrimmage, and is knocked down across the 35-yard line. 19 on first down that time to Heinrich. Give him 5 on the carry. Second and 5 upcoming for Mid-County. We'll take a look at your United defense. On the defensive line, you have Ian Allman, one of the defensive ends, along with, is that Jackson Lee or Gage Tharp out there at the other one?
Oh.
Well, we'll get you other players. Tavis Colbreeze and Jordan Lindley on the defensive line, too. After this play, we'll have more second and 5 by formation. Give it to Heinrich. Heinrich is hit behind the line of scrimmage and driven backwards, swarmed under. Sam Brownlee in there along with Cal Youngquist.
Looks like McDormand and Allman are your ends.
And Marshall McDormand in there as well. And here, let's take a look at your linebackers. Alfred Mono, Toby Whitson, Michael Moore, and Cal Youngquist. Sam Brownlee, too. John Dunn in the secondary. And Adam Crane, the corner. Excuse me, it's Mono as a safety. So 4-4 defense here for the Red Storm. 3rd and 4 upcoming. Man in motion. They toss it to the right side with Heinrich, and he does not get around the edge. Great job on the tackle. Is that Michael Moore darting in from his linebacker position? Going to be a loss of several on the play. Give him a loss of 3 and bring up 4th and about 6.
That was an excellent job of Michael to read the play and just shoot in there from his linebacker spot. unblocked, just wrapped his arms around him, perfect form tackle, and brought him right to the ground.
Toby Witsit goes back to return a punt for the Red Storm. He'll stand at his own 31. George Johnson on for the kick. And he fumbles the punt snap a little bit, but he does kick it. It does not go very far, and will take a mid-county roll to the United 40-yard line, and the Red Storm defense holds strong. The offense gets another shot at it right here.
25-yard punt on that one.
Okay,
well, we got a good start here at the 40-yard line.
We had a little discrepancy between our thoughts on the opposing punter before the game off the air. I was thought Johnson had a leg. Bob said, no, he doesn't, and I think Bob's winning in this one.
I got a key, so heck, we're rolling now.
6:27 to go here in the first quarter. 6-0 Red Storm. The defense gives up a first down via the penalty, but hold steady aside from that. Now we'll see what the offense can do in their second time with the football. Rifle formation here. They hand off to the deep back. Mono going left side, cuts it back across the line of scrimmage and falls forward for a gain of about 3 yards.
Yep, back to the left side again over there with Youngquist and I think Jordan Lemley's still over there, I believe.
Mono was the deep back in that rifle formation with Brownlee to the left of the quarterback. We'll see what this one is. 2nd and 7 upcoming. 6 minutes and counting here in the first quarter. High school football right here on the Prairie Radio Sports Network.
That was my bad. It's Jackson Lee over there, left tackle now.
Okay. Pistol formation. Here's a low snap with the turn. Hands to Mono on the right side. Jumps over the line. A flag comes out late in the vicinity of holding. Mono was tackled about 6 yards downfield near the first down marker, but I think this one's coming back.
Yep.
That's going to be a holding penalty on the Red Storm. We'll push them backwards. In the, that's something they cleaned up a little bit last week. They had a few penalties. Didn't hurt them too much. It was the turnovers more than anything. But they can't afford to. When you get this start, you get this momentum and this groove going, you can't kill it with penalties.
No, that's absolutely right. And that holding penalty, if it was where I thought it was a ways away from the play. So just a mental error there. Makes your 2nd and 15 now.
Give them a loss of 8 on the penalty from the spot of the foul. So it's 5:30 and counting. It's 2nd and 15. Shotgun rifle. They give it to the first man through, and another flag comes down. And I think we have an alignment issue on the Red Storm.
Maybe we'd ought to punt it right now and just stop this drive.
Quick kick. Still legal. It's still legal.
Now, but we're straight, actually looking straight across the field. They're right here at midfield where we're standing. And I noticed that the offensive linemen are under on every one of their blocks, which is something we haven't seen much this year. So Coach Lucas has evidently been working with the offensive line on technique this week for sure.
Well, they gave it to Brownlee. He got swarmed up in the line of scrimmage. Mid-County will decline the penalty, so no gain on the play. 3rd and 15 upcoming.
Now we need to see if we can get Alfred out in some space here. He's our good 3rd down 15-yard man.
Mid-County defense on the field, your secondary. Peyton Haynes, Tyler Johnson, Adam Kurtz. Your linebackers, Jack Craig, Jacob Varner, along with James Wilcoxon out there. And then we see a timeout from the Red Storm. We'll go ahead and keep it here with a 3rd and 15 upcoming and 4:57 on the clock. 6-0 United leads, but this drive moving backwards a little bit, Bob.
Yeah, luckily that first drive put it in the end zone, which is something they hadn't done all year. Obviously, there's some miscommunication going on out there, and I don't know exactly what it is, but I can almost hear Coach Lucas from here right now talking to him.
Well, we'll try and clean this one up and at least get positive yardage on this third down play. Got to get to midfield for a first down. They're at their own 45-yard line.
Well, yeah, or at least pick up half of it. Yeah, this is definitely not four down territory. But Alfred in the game where he did the kickoff, he could also do the punt. So he becomes an offensive weapon for kicking the ball downfield to set up our defense, because Alfred's got a good leg on him punting and kicking.
Well, once again, this Mid-County defense switching some things up all around the field. On the defensive line, Lucas Cruz, Dewey Holden, George Johnson, and they rotate in there. Cameron Meyer, a linebacker, actually, as one of their tackles. And their other linebackers, Jack Craig, along with Jacob Varner, James Wilcoxon, and number 81, Gunnar Johnston. 3rd and 15 upcoming. Shotgun, one back to the left of Witsit. He'll give it to Brownlee, who cuts across the 40 and is driven down, at the 43-yard line. And it will be a good gain, but not enough for a first down, and it'll bring up the punt unit for United.
Yeah, that time ran off the right side behind Crane and on the right side there, and it was a nice hole. It opened up, but the linebacker still quick and brought him down short of the first.
Gain of about 8 that time, and brings up 4th and 7 for United. Eli Van Norman on for the kicking duty, standing in his own 30. One man back deep to return at the 24 mid-county. They send a little bit of pressure, and the kick from Van Norman goes out of bounds. He had a nice leg on it, but kind of went out of bounds a little bit early, but that's something that Coach Lucas has been talking about. They don't really want to get anyone allowing to return.
No, it ended up being a 30-yard punt, and like I say, maybe that is the case. I kind of blacked out and forgot all about the Anawan game. So
maybe for the best.
Maybe you don't want Alpha kicking it deep on punt.
It'll be mid-county football at their own 31-yard line. That's where they'll take over on this one. Their second possession of the game. We'll see what the offense can do this time. I formation. One tight end here to the left side and one receiver split out each side. Quarterback keeps it, gets around one man. Allman now darts up the middle of the field, and he's off to the races. 50,
Alfred.
40. Mono's going to catch him. He tries to bring the ball out, but knocks him down at the 20-yard line. And it's going to be 1st and 10 mid-county, a long game by quarterback Davion Davis. And that was assignment football. We saw the end crashing in, missed the quarterback, and he found a seam.
Yeah, I'm not sure where the linebackers went on that play, but that right there is one addition that Alpha does bring. I keep bringing Alpha's name up, but, that's a touchdown in the first 5 games. There was nobody going to catch him, but Alpha ran him down for probably a 20-yard head start.
49-yard gain on 1st down for Mid-County. Davis under center again, I formation. Tight end to the left side, movement along the right side of the line, and that'll move Mid-County back 5 yards. Looks like maybe that time Davis had a little hitch to his cadence, or just an offensive lineman who was trying to get off a little early.
Yeah, they do have, like I say, a lot of changes on their line, so that very well could be a new lineman happened to be in there, and the change in the cadence by the quarterback just threw him out a little over-anxious.
1st and 15 now for the Cougars. Two receivers set, one split out each side, tied into the left in I formation. Davis under center. Davis takes the snap, fakes to his right man, now darts to the right side of the field at the big hole once again and is driven under after about a 10-yard gain. Will bring up 2nd and 4, 2nd and 5.
Yeah, it was an option play to the right where they had the fullback fully read with the end. I haven't figured out who's got the quarterback assignment because they run it both sides. And now they ran it right the first time, didn't they? And there's just nobody there for him to bring him down at the initial line of scrimmage.
And a good block. Good block by one of his receivers as well to keep him going. 10-yard gain for Davis that time. He has 59 yards in the last 2 plays. 2nd and 5. I formation. As he'll turn and hand off to Heinrich going on the left side of the line. A little counterplay. He has a 1st down inside the 5-yard line. Is going to be 1st and goal for the Mid-County Cougars. A little misdirection that time, and it caught United.
Yeah, we seem to be a little sluggish on our defense right now. It's like we was all right when they wasn't running option, but now they're running option. We're having to think. That's kind of throwed us into a thinking instead of reacting defense.
10-yard gain for Heinrich. 1st and goal from the 5. Davis under center. He'll give it to Craig, the fullback, powers his way forward. Is he in? Mid-County signaling touchdown, but none of the referees are yet. It's going to bring up 2nd and inches from just outside the goal line.
Yeah, just a straight-ahead dive right into the heart of our defense. And like I say, a 5-yard gain, which is okay to stop them, but not when they're on the 6-yard line. I mean, we're down to, yeah, like you say, just inches now.
We'll see if we see a quarterback sneak here. This time for the Cougars, Davis under center, I formation. Craig the fullback, Heinrich the deep back. And they'll give it to Craig, and he'll power his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Mid-County.
Yep, just power football right there on them last 2 plays. And then the option, like I say, has changed our defenses. Like I say, from reacting in the first one, is running just regular I plays to running to the option, which is making you think. And so whoever's got the quarterback, that's going to have to be an adjustment. It's going to have to be made here the next before we take defense again.
Shepard on for the kick attempt. The snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is up. It's a high one, and it looks wide right to me. No, it's good. And it's 7-6 Mid-County. The Cougars have the lead with 2 minutes remaining in the first quarter on WRAM. As the Mid-County used a couple big plays by the quarterback, Davis. Now, that's what they expected from Davis coming in. He kind of had a rough game, a rough few games in a row, and actually been subbed out of the quarterback position in place of Gunnar Spivey the last couple games. Now he's back in there, and he's really showcasing that athletic ability he brings to the table.
Yeah, that's for sure. He's smart in running it up and running the option and making his reads and makes it tough on a defense, that's for sure.
7-6, Mid-County leads, 2 minutes remaining here in the first quarter. As Brownlee and Jones back deep to return, once again standing at around the 10, talking things over with each other in the middle of the field. Now, Mid-County surrounds the football at first, then breaks out. And the United return team does as well. Shepherd with the kick. A little hitch in his step, and he gets this one high, high, flying, taken by Brownlee on the bounce at around the 23. Has a lane in front of him again, cuts back left side of the field, flag comes out. This one's coming back as he runs over a man down the Mid-County sideline, but a flag is out around the 40, and this will move the return back a ways.
Coach Sharp, the special teams coach for United, has really got this thing rolling. They're nice-looking returns. Just happened to be a holding on that one, and spot foul is going to put it down about the 27.
Yeah, it is a holding, and we'll see where they mark it off. But, yeah, that's a rough one for the Red Storm. It only goes down the books as a 10-yard penalty, but that's, in essence, a 40-yard penalty.
Oh, yeah. Losing quarterback, like, back when the heck they're going to start at.
29.
29-yard line, so got a long drive ahead of them. We'll see what they can do. They had easy going there in the first drive.
First and 10 from their own 29. Shotgun two backs. Mono to the right of Witsit. He'll give it to Brownlee on the left side. Cuts it to the right side of the field and is swarmed under it around the line of scrimmage. Maybe a gain of one.
Yep, come off the right side there, and it was jammed up with the defensive lineman. This defense, they run a 4-4, but they shift the front four toward the tight end side, and which moves the linebackers back to the other side, and there just wasn't any blocking on the second level. As soon as Sam got to the line of scrimmage and broke through, then the linebackers there to bring him down.
Second and 9 now for the Red Storm from their own 30. Got to get to the 39-yard line. Here's a shotgun rifle for Witsit. Brownlee to his left. Mono the deep back.
This is a player.
And a little confusion there. And it is going to be a timeout by the Red Storm as they had not enough people out on the field. So we'll take a timeout as well. 1:08 remaining here in the first quarter. Red Storm trail Mid-County 7-6 on WRAM. AM 1330, FM 94.1, WRAM. United calls a timeout. Didn't have enough players on the field, so second and 9 now after that Tinkham's Electric timeout. If you're looking for an electrician contractor you can trust, call Tinkham's Electric 335-3034. Shotgun rifle for Witsit, turns, hands it mono left side, now cuts it back up the middle and is driven under after a gain of maybe 2. Wasn't much there, and cleaning up on the play was number 24, Cameron Meyer, the 6'175" junior, listed as a linebacker playing today on the defensive line.
Yeah, that was an outside trap. We pulled the right guard, and when Alfred went to the left, there wasn't a hole there, and he cut it back to the right, and there was, a guy there was unblocked, and Alfred wasn't able to squeeze by, and so that was pretty much a broken play on that one.
Third and 7 now for the Red Storm after a great first drive. I've really had a slow going here. Here's shotgun rifle, two receivers, one split out each side, some pressure shown by Mid-County. Low snap, with it, rolling out to his right. He's going to throw it. Finds Ian Allman across the 45, first down United. Allman showcasing his hands there as he grabs his first reception of the season, and a great pass for Toby Witsit, first down United.
Yeah, it was. I mean, he had to snag a snap off of his shoestrings down there and then to recover like that and roll out, and I think Sam was the intended receiver but found Allman at the second level and hit him right in the hands. Great catch by Ian.
Gain of 15 by Allman that time. We'll bring up first and 10 for the Red Storm. 10 seconds on the play clock. Shotgun full house here. Snap, Witsit, play action, looking to pass once again, has some time, rolling out to his left, and he's going to be driven down for a sack. That's how the first quarter will end. 7-6, Mid-County leads United on AM 1330, FM 94.1, WRAM. Welcome back, High School Football on the Prairie Radio Sports Network. I'm Logan Sell, joined by Bob Brownlee here from the Vic Roy's Furniture Broadcast Booth. United Red Storm trail the Mid-County Cougars 7-6 after 12 minutes of play here from United High School. Colorado Storm homecoming game. It was a sack on the last play, loss of two from Toby Whitson, and off the air bomb. You're just saying that was a pretty smart play by the young quarterback.
Yeah, it goes down as a sack, but for him not to throw that ball was a plus. I mean, we lost 2 yards, but we didn't give up the ball.
Shotgun rifle, second and 12. Whitson turns, hands him on the left side, met at the line of scrimmage, and there is nothing doing that time. Lucas Cruz in on the tackle, and Big Dewey Holden clogging up some linemen. Going to be a gain of two as Mono falls forward, but not much else.
Yeah, watching this game and watching Lucas's game plan, I'm guessing that he's hammering the middle here, which he had success on the first drive. But pretty soon they're going to bounce something out here to throw a screen out. I mean, Mid-County is tight between the tackles. They've got eight people in that box between the tackles.
Third and 10 upcoming here for the Red Storm. Ball spotted at their own 48-yard line. Shotgun, four wide. And man in motion, that's Michael Moore. Low snap, and they give it on the draw to Brownlee up the middle. Brought down shy of the first down across into Mid-County territory, but a flag came out, and I think we got a procedural penalty on the Red Storm.
No, it is. I didn't see anything going on.
It was a gain of about seven, maybe six, excuse me, but it is a penalty on the Red Storm. That'll drive them back. Mid-County's declining it, never mind. Fourth and four upcoming.
This may be a gambling go here. Punting unit's not coming on, so here we go.
Give Brownlee seven. And a fourth and four upcoming here for the Red Storm.
Fourth and four, the legal procedure is for offside is five, so you may see a long or a freeze down here.
Ball at the Mid-County 46. They got to get to the 42. Shotgun, two backs with Whitsitt. They give it to Mono left side. He's met in the backfield. Lucas Cruz drives him under, swarmed over the left tackle. And it is Mid-County football after a big stop and a loss of about 3 yards.
Yeah, like I said, Mid-County's got eight right inside that box, and they are pinning their ears back and coming. They're getting penetration now with this defensive line. So it's going to be tough treading unless we get outside and loosen up the middle just a little bit.
They'll give it a loss of two to Mono that time, so Mid-County will take over on their own 48-yard line. First and 10, I formation, handoff to Craig, the fullback. He has a big hole, darting left side, driven down. As wrapping him up was Mono, who may have saved an even bigger game, but it was 9 yards on first down.
Yep, just ran option to the left, and fullback took it and ran the hole what he seen was there. So that's option football.
Second and one now for the Cougars. Davis under center in the eye. Tied into the right. Two receivers, one split out each side. Davis takes it to Craig, keeps it himself on the quarterback keeper, and doesn't have anywhere to go. But he does fall forward and has a first down. Excuse me.
Yep, I thought 45 had the ball myself running off the tackle, but it was just a keeper, and he followed him kind of like a blast play on the linebacker with the pullback and picked up the first down and 5 yards.
Yeah, 5 yards. He was met right line of scrimmage, kept his feet churning, and picked up five on the play. First and 10, Mid-County. Nine formation, tight end right. Davis under center, takes it now. Quarterback keeper and has a big hole to the right side. Tackled from behind by Toby Whitsitt down inside the 30. As that was just a little bit delayed, quarterback draw, and he had a big hole in front of him.
Yeah, quarterback counter, draw, whatever you want to do, a fake option left, and he just jab-stepped and come back to the right, and our linebacker had already bailed to head out to cover the option, and luckily he's brought down there by the backside defense.
Gain of eight on first down, second and two. Eye formation once again for Davis under center. Takes a snap and hands off to Heinrich, the tailback. He's met at the line of scrimmage. He may have a first down. He didn't have much, though.
No. Sam, his linebacker spot scraped off with Jordan Lindley playing a nice defensive tackle play there. Or, I'm sorry, Marshall McDormand playing a left defensive tackle there. Stood his man up, and Sam was able to scrape off and make the tackle.
Heinrich gains one on the play. Third and one upcoming here for the Cougars. Davis under center in the I formation, tight end right. That's Clark. Two receivers, one split out each side. Davis takes the snap. Hand off to Craig. No, he keeps it. Tries to toss it the last second, but he holds it in. Jackson Lee with a big stop in the backfield brings up fourth down.
Yep, I guess Jackson Lee's got the quarterback responsibility on the left side. That was a nice play by on his part, stepping in there and tackled him high and brought him to the ground.
5'11", 175-pound junior, rotating in along the offensive and defensive lines, and he gets a loss of about two that time. Fourth and three upcoming for the Cougars. Their offense will take a try at it this time. 8-15 and counting here in the first half. 7-6 Mid-County leads. Fourth down upcoming. Davis under center. High formation, double tight. Blitz shown from United. Little movement, and a flag does come out. And I think that's going to be on the quarterback.
That should be on the center because he didn't snap it. The quarterback backed up like he should have had the ball.
5-yard penalty on the Cougars.
And that may have been why he'd been getting subbed in for. I don't know. Maybe he forgot his count. I wouldn't think so, but...
It's happened before.
Yeah.
So we'll see a timeout from Mid-County. Well, maybe not. Yeah, a timeout from Mid-County. We'll step away as well. 8:04 to go in the first half. 7-6 Mid-County leads. Fourth down upcoming on WRAM. High school football on the Prairie Radio Sports Network. Fourth and eight upcoming for the Mid-County Cougars after that Tinkin' Electric timeout. High formation. Ball spotted at the United 37. They got to get down to the 29-yard line. Davis, under center. Two receivers, one split out each side. Play action, rolling to his left. He is going to be driven down. Michael Moore, the blitz from the left outside linebacker position. Davis never saw him coming. It's a big sack and a big stop on fourth down.
Yeah, his receiver was wide open, and he was pulling back to throw, but that was an excellent play by Michael Moore to make that sack.
Loss of near 10. That will give him a loss of... 9 on the play. Michael Moore, great sack, showcasing what he can do defensively for this Red Storm squad.
Now, Michael Moore's got a lot of speed to play an outside linebacker, and like I say, I haven't seen him blitz that much this year, but that was a good call right there.
First and 10 for the United offense after a big stop. Rifle formation here for Whitsitt. Twins here to the near side, one receiver split out top. They'll turn and toss it to Mono going left side, have a few blockers in front of him, but the pocket collapses there shortly. He gets a gain of maybe one.
Yeah, pocket collapses. They need to work that outside, like I say, to loosen up that inside if that's indeed where they want to run the ball. You know, keep running there and keep running there, and pretty soon they'll break one up the middle, hopefully.
They'll mark them down for no gain that time. Second and 10 upcoming for the Red Storm. Maybe half a yard. Doesn't really count.
Yeah, going back to that defense, Coach Milroy, the defensive coordinator, made a heck of a call right there and sending Michael Moore.
Four wide receivers set here for the Red Storm. Trips to the far side. One receiver here near side. Brownlee to the right of Whitsitt. They give it to Brownlee to the 50 before he's driven down by a gang of Cougars at about the United 49-yard line. We'll bring up, they do mark him at the 50, excuse me, so I'll bring up third and six.
Third and six. Well, we've been at third and 15, third and 20. Well, that should be manageable. I like last series, you know, we've been two down territory here.
Under 7 minutes to go in this first half. 7-6 Mid-County leads after they march down the field towards the end of that first quarter. Extra point was good from Dan Shepard, and that's how they have a one-point edge. Third and six now. Shotgun formation, trips to the far side, and one receiver here to the near side. Mono in the backfield to the left of Whitsitt. Here's a snap. They give it to Mono, jumping up the middle, has a big hole in front of him. He has a first down. He just accelerated from 0 to 25 miles an hour, so it's just in a moment, folks. And he gets a big gain of about 7 yards. It's enough to move the chains.
And there was dust coming off the white U there in at midfield. That was excellent blocking by the center, Zach Friedman, and Adam Crane, the right guard, to open up that hole. And he got to the linebackers, and like you say, he was running wide open. They was lucky to hold on to Alfred. He'd been in the tough, he'd been in the end zone.
First and 10 for United. Ball at the 42-yard line of Mid-County. Four receivers set, twins each side. Whitsitt will keep it himself, trying to go right side. Has not a lot of room, but falls forward inside the 40. And gain of about 3 on first down.
Yeah, they faked that play off the left side that they've been running with Sam and ran Whitsitt on a quarterback draw there over the right side. As it was, you know, the initial hole was blocked up, and he bounced it outside, and the end was there, so he just tucked in and got what he could and got downfield. Good play by the quarterback.
Second and 7 now for the Red Storm. Gunnar Johnson was there initially to stop the play, had some help bringing down Whitsitt, so Second and seven upcoming. Mono in the backfield to the right of Whitsitt. Four receiver set, twins each side. Low snap. They give it to Mono. Left side has a nice hole. Crosses 35 down inside to about the 33-yard line. Near first down, maybe just shy.
Yeah, Alfred has that variability, like you say, of going from 0 to 25 in a hurry. If he sees a hole, you know, he can kick it in gear and get downfield real fast. And it looks like to me like his knee ain't bothering him all tonight. So healthy Alfred will hopefully things turn out well tonight.
6-yard gain for Mono. Brings up third and one. Shotgun two backs. Brownlee to the left of Whitsitt. Mono to his right. One receiver split out each side. Low snap. Give it to Brownlee up the middle. He has a first down. Not much else. But he has enough to move the chains. And the second first down on this drive for the Red Storm.
Yep, running behind Zach Frieden and Adam Crane again, right between the right guard and center gap there. And they just got enough grease for him to get to the linebacker, and the linebacker couldn't stop him until he got to the first down marker.
Give him 2 yards on the play. First and 10 for the Red Storm from the Mid-County 31. Whitsitt in the shotgun. Mono to his left. Hands off to Mono. No, he keeps it on the quarterback. Keeper up the middle on the read option, and he has a nice gain and another first down.
Yep, Kirby Witts is moving the ball now. And that was a fake, going to be a fake draw there, power on the right side to Alfred. And like I say, he just pulled the ball kind of a like an option looking on the first fullback quarterback mesh, and he just took off straight upfield, and Mid-County wasn't ready. So hopefully that interior is loosening up this air.
Give him a gain of 12 on that. Brings up first and 10 Red Storm from the Mid-County 19-yard line. Whitsitt in the shotgun again. Four receiver set. Mono to his right. Low snap, and it's between his legs. He'll drop on it. It's going to be a loss on first down. That was a snap that just never got off the ground.
No, he's had to field a lot of them on his feet. I don't know. Something has changed here on the between the center quarterback exchange, but that shotgun, and the, like I say, he's picked up a lot of snaps off of his shoestring. Maybe they'll stick him back under center now.
It'll be a loss of about 8 yards that time. I mark it against Toby, but it's not his fault. Second and 18. Shotgun, four wide. It's Brownlee and Dunn here to the left side. Mono to the right of Whitsitt. A low snap again on the dirt. And Mono is the one who ends up falling on it, I believe. That time, it was a low snap. Whitsitt received it, but then couldn't get the handle on it, and it dropped out of his fingertips.
And once again, it went through his feet. Huh? Coach needs to call a timeout and go ahead and practice a couple snaps here. Something's not quite right.
They mark him. No gain on the play. So third and 18 with 3 minutes and counting remaining in the first half. So what was looking like a promising drive for the Red Storm, going backwards on a few bad shotgun snaps. And now we'll see what they do on third and 18. Mono to the right of Whitsitt in the gun. Four receivers set, twins each side. There's a snap. They give to Mono up the middle, biding his time. Cuts back right now. Big hole in front of him. He's inside the 10. Touchdown, Red Storm. Alfred Mono, a 29-yard touchdown scamper on the draw. And the Red Storm are back in front.
Yeah, I think that's the play they've been trying to run the last 2 times. Watching Alfred run the same motion, but that time he just come off the left side there behind Zach Frieden and Cal Youngquist, and the hole was open. And once he got to the second level, linebacker missed him, and the safety wasn't going to catch him.
Two-point conversion attempt coming up for the Red Storm. Whitsitt in the gun. Mono to his left. Four receivers set with twins to each side. Dunn and Brownlee here to the left. Moore and Franks to the far side. Whitsitt keeping it himself near the goal line. He's brought down shy. And that's where we stand. 12-7 after a touchdown run for the Red Storm. They're back in front with 2:40 to go in the second quarter on WRAM. AM 1330 FM 94.1 WRAM. The United Red Storm drive down the field 71 yards on that turn of events, and they are able to punch it in from 29 yards out. Alfred Mono, the 29-yard touchdown run. Cheerleaders throwing some footballs. One of those girls has an arm.
Yeah. Hit our window. I wish I had home. I could have a shirt here.
12-7, the United leads, and Mono will be on for the kickoff. 2:40 remaining here in the second quarter. Actually, it wasn't a 71-yard drive. I don't think I marked down exactly where United took over there. Still a nice drive for the Red Storm. Mono for the kickoff. Gets this one a high, high skying tick-tick.
Fair
by one of the upbacks, and fair caught. inside the 25-yard line around the 24, and that was maybe a smart move there from Ernie Heinrich, who was as one of the upbacks, just realized that was giving the defense, the coverage unit, time to get down and maybe get a lick on him. So he went ahead and played it safe.
Yeah, he had his shin exposed there for a long period of time. I think he's getting a little nervous. So let's get the fair catch up there and stop this coming at us. Now, in high school football, you could actually try a free kick from here, but I don't think that kid's got a leg there. Make it that far.
First and 10 for the Mid-County Cougars. Davis in the I formation, 2:40 to go, first half. They'll give it to Craig. Big hole to the left side of the line. Now tries to cut it back and is brought down across the 40. Sam Brownlee saving maybe a touchdown that time as he's brought down around the 42-yard line.
Yeah, it was just a off-tackle play to the left, and he broke through the line of scrimmage. He was off and running, but I don't know what this kid's size is, but he's not the off-and-running type, so he was able to run him down and bring him down before he got major yardage.
Craig, 5'10", 220, gains 18 on first down. First and 10 for the Cougars. High formation once again. They give it to Craig. The right side this time brought down. No, still on his feet. And going to be driven back by Toby Whitsitt and Sam Brownlee. I believe it was Sam who had a piece of his jersey at first, but Craig with good balance holding up.
Yeah, spinning him around.
And it's going to be a gain of about 9 on first down for Craig, so they're just going to the fullback dive now.
Yeah, and United's down here on the sideline. Our center is working on the snap, so hopefully that'll get corrected and we'll have no more problems with that.
Second and 1 for Mid-County, under 2 to go, first half. Davis hands it to Craig. He has a first down, not much else this time, but he will stop the clock while the chains move.
Well, the chains moved last play. I thought he got 11 on that last carry.
They mark him down for gain of 2, so first and 10 for Mid-County from the United 47-yard line. Now they're hurrying up their offense some. Davis under center of the eye. Gives it to Craig. No, keeps it himself, and Allman drives him down at the 50. Ian Allman had his containment that time. He knew his assignment. There was nowhere for Davis to go.
No, that is a change of assignment by Coach Milroy, because Allman on the first drive, that he had key control of the fullback coming his way. So they've changed, moved stuff around, and they're in a smart move by Coach Milroy.
They'll give him forward progress to the 49, loss of 2. We'll step away with a timeout. 1:26 to play in the first half, 12-7 United leads on WRAM. Welcome back, WRAM, 2nd and 12 upcoming for the Mid-County Cougars after that Tinker Electric timeout. Davis under center, he moves forward and we get a flag. That was the quarterback again with a little bit of a misunderstanding with the center as he was moving forward on the quarterback keeper before the ball was snapped.
Yeah, that's another jump just like he did earlier. I don't know either him or the center, you know, one of them's not quite in jive. Now, I have seen quarterback sneaks where none of the linemen move and just a surge, you know, but there wasn't no ball snap, so that's a legal procedure.
It is a change to the offensive line this week. It's Jacob Sedlicek is your center. Usually is number 75, Evan King. Second and 17, they give it to Craig, who's brought down at the line of scrimmage. First man there, was that Sam?
No, Ian Allman.
Ian Allman, he needed some help, and I believe Brownlee found his way to the pile as well as Jordan Lemley. Give him 2 yards. He'll bring up 3rd and 15 for Mid-County with a minute to go. Here they go. It's going to be Davis on the keeper. He's got nowhere to go. Lemley drags him down. No gain on the play. Lemley and Allman there right away. They tried that keeper where none of the line moved, just trying to catch him headed off guard, but it didn't work that time. 4th and 15, and United will use their final timeout and hope to get the ball back with 45 seconds remaining. So we'll take one final break and come back with the last 45 seconds of the first half. United leads Mid-County 12-7 on WRAM. All right, after that sink of electric timeout, 4th and 15 upcoming for the Cougars. They will punt with 45 seconds remaining. A little pressure shown here from the Red Storm. No, they'll let Johnson go ahead and kick it. It's a short punt. Watch out, some poison. And that one will take a United bounce and die inside the 30. And United will take over with 34.8 seconds remaining. They lead 12-7. And now have one final shot to maybe get in the end zone here in the first half.
Yep, 25-yard punt. We'll take over like on the 29 or wherever we are right here. Sam has talked about they've worked on a couple of new plays in practice, so maybe it's a time to see one. But also you're in a dangerous territory that if something goes wrong like last week, I'm sure the pick six is on Coach Lucas's mind right now.
United will take over at their own 29-yard line. 1st and 10, shotgun, 4 receivers, twins to each side. And to the right of Whitsitt was Mono. They give it to Mono right up the gut. He has about 2 yards, and that's it. And that we may see one more play here.
Yeah, it was a play that Alfred scored on down there earlier, running off the between the left guard and center on a little quick hitter out of the backfield. I think Coach Lucas just running a couple run plays here and see if Alfred can happen to break one and see what happens.
10 seconds remaining on the clock. Shotgun, four receiver set, whips it in the gun. Mono to his left. 5 seconds now. Here's the snap. They give it to Mono, cutting right side, and he'll be caught behind the line of scrimmage. How the first half will end. United leads 12-7 after 24 minutes on WRAM. We'll go ahead and take a break. Come back with your Land Management Partners halftime show, updates from your Subway scoreboard, and a quick look at maybe some leaders for the Dairy Queen player of the game. That's when we return. United leads McCounty at the half, 12-7 on the Prairie Radio Sports Network, AM 1330, FM 94.1 WRAM. Welcome back, everyone. Halftime here between the United Red Storm and the Mid-County Cougars. And at the Land Management Partners LLC halftime show, United leads Mid-County 12-7. I'm Logan Sell, joined by Bob Brownlee. That was a very, very good first half of football from the Red Storm. They had some mistakes, but they played really good football at times.
Yeah, they didn't play as great a defense as they did against Princeville. But I think it's mainly was just assignment problems. They've got stuff changed up now to where different people are taking care of different aspects of that option, and it seems to be working great.
Well, it is homecoming here for the Red Storm, so quick announcement. Ian Alleman and Claire Wynn are your homecoming king and queen. Congrats to those two, and a big shout-out to our other king and queen candidates, Emma Marshall, Sam Brownlee, Rachel Watson, and Dante Hemphill, and the other attendants, juniors Zeb Stein and Hennepin Miller, sophomore Nathan Clark and Savannah Ballard, and freshman Kate Whissett and Shaylin Lucas. Congrats to the entire homecoming court of the United Red Storm. But Mr. Alleman, King, and Miss Wynn, the homecoming queen. Well, this is the Land Management Partners LLC halftime show. It's land management made easy by working together. Visit them at landmanagementpartners.com. Well, we'll have some stats and such for you here in a moment, but first, let's take a look at our Subway scoreboard. Some other games of interest around the area in the Lincoln Trail Conference. Stark County leads West Central 21-6 in the second quarter. And in the second quarter as well, Mercer County on top of Ridgewood 15-0. In the Prairie Land Black Division, in the second quarter, Lewistown leads Rushville Industry 7-0. And in the Blue Division, it's Elmwood Broomfield with a 26-0 lead over Illini West. West Central Conference, West Hancock up big on Macomb, 40-6. That's near halftime. And Breeze Modern Day leads Quincy Notre Dame in the second quarter 21-0. And Orient leading Monmouth Roseville 35-0. And around the Western Big Six, Galesburg leads United Township in the second quarter 22-0. Rock Island over Moline in the second 7-0. As well, have to look at your Subway scoreboard. Stop by your local Subway in Monmouth and eat fresh. Well, Bob, first half of football here for the Red Storm. They're up 12-7 after 24 minutes. What were some big takeaways, but why that is?
Well, obviously the return by Sam, I mean, got him kick-started, put him on the 35-yard line, and our offensive line the first series was looked like a team possessed that we haven't seen all year. And, you know, Alfred didn't come in that first series, and he was able to put it in the end zone, and then Alfred came in there in the fourth or fifth drive and put another touchdown on the board. It was, you know, decent blocking by our line, but it was pretty much all Alfred once he got through the line of scrimmage, and he was off for the races. And I don't think Mid-County's got anybody on their team that can catch Alfred. And that's also, you know, they had that long run that could have been a touchdown, a couple of them. I mean, Sam saved one, and Alfred saved one. And it's just, and with Mid-County shooting themselves in the foot instead of the other way around all the time, it's about broke even. I think both teams are look like are pretty equal teams, and with a 12-7 score, and hopefully United makes a few more adjustments to their offense. Their defense looks real sharp now. I mean, they've got a couple long carries, does Mid-County, but they just need to bring that fullback down at the line of scrimmage to get him by his feet instead of trying to tackle him high, because he's a load running out there, and get some adjustments made on the offensive line and clean up the mistakes, and we may be off to the races here.
Well, that's certainly the hope. Let's take a look at some of your stats in that first half of play. Coming into the game, leading rusher in the LTC was Brent Woodside, a Mid-County Cougar, but he suffered an unfortunate injury last week against West Central. Will no longer be on the field this year, so they've turned instead to Davion Davis and the fullback Jack Craig, who coming in had 228 yards and 123 yards respectively. How have they been doing so far?
The fullback, he's got 9 carries for 51 yards. He's got a 10, an 18, and another 10-yard run, and one loss. We have been containing because he's got some small yards, but he has a touchdown. Malik 26, he's got 1 carry for 3 yards. The quarterback Davis, he's had quite a few losses there, but he's got 10 carries for 64 yards. And Heinrich, he's got 5 carries for 12 yards.
All right,
and no passing stats.
Yeah, we'll have to look at the Mid-County team. And, well, except for last week where they kind of got thrown out of the groove, of course, with the injury to Woodside. They threw around a little bit last week. But aside from that, they're not really known for being a passing team. Coming into today, even counting last week, the Cougars are 6 of 25 for 142 yards passing and 6 interceptions. So they don't throw around too much.
No, well, when you got a running back like they've had, you know, and as you're watching right here at this game here and listening out there, that Alfred Mono, you know, he's changing the game for us as much as losing their running back changes the whole game for them. It changes the mindset of the kids of knowing that, you know, anytime they give him the ball, he can score. And without that there, they're having to do different things, and several changes on the offensive line has obviously cost them a few times with the quarterback center change with the new center there. But other than that, I mean, you know, it looks to me like a couple of equal teams right now and a good second half coming up.
Well, for the Red Storm, well, let's take a look at their offensive stats. They're led on the ground. Actually, some good balance here between their top two rushers. Alfred Mono, 10 carries, 49 yards and a score. Sam Brownlee, 10 carries, 45 yards. Michael Moore has 2 carries for 14 yards and a touchdown. And Toby Whitsitt, 4 carries for 5 yards. Whitsitt, 1 of 1 in the passing game, as he hits Ian Allman on a 15-yard first down completion. His only other pass attempt, he actually ate a sack in what was a good decision because no one was open down the field. Well, that is a look at your stats here in this one. Penalties for the Red Storm, I have them at 3 for 23. I didn't keep track of Mid-County's penalties, but they had several that really kind of hurt themselves.
Yeah, they did. They had legal procedure, 2 of them, at very, very key times when it was fourth and short to put them in a fourth and a longer situation. And like I say, that's just a change in the center. It can make a huge difference to a quarterback.
Well, that's a look at your halftime stats. And this one, the Dairy Queen player of the game gets a $5 gift certificate to Dairy Queen in Monmouth. So they can pick up a tasty treat or a delicious burger. I'm a big fan of the chicken strips myself. Who's your halftime leader for the Dairy Queen player of the game here?
Well, right now I'm running with 4. I got Sam on that kickoff return and playing linebacker and running the ball tough in the middle. And, of course, we've got Alfred. He's got a touchdown and just changing our look. And the game's the touchdown-saving tackle. And Toby, you know, he's playing smart, real smart quarterback. He's had some tough snaps to handle. And he's had some excellent runs up on them draw plays. And then Michael Moore, he's got 1 touchdown and just excellent defense. And he's got a sack there to stop a drive for them and put them in long yardage situations. He's playing great defense out there on their pitch man, so it'd be down to those 4.
You know, and that's something that, we talked about it when it came up because it was a very exciting play, but the Michael Moore sack really stopped some momentum for Mid-County because as we were talking about that play, they had a man open downfield on that pass attempt.
Yeah, he was wide open. I was looking, got a 2 windows here. I'm looking through this pole here, and I was trying to look and see why in the heck he hadn't thrown the ball yet. And he was bringing it down, and like say, Michael, he was on a V-line, and it just kind of shocked him, I think, because, you know, we don't blitz many outside linebackers, and one good time, opportune time, which Coach Milroy did. And that's another thing I'd like to bring up, just the coaches keeping working with these kids. I mean, our morale for an 0-5 team, you know, that can get 15, 16, 17-year-old kids, that can get out of hand. And I thought the coaching staff, or I know the coaching staff this year has just handled this situation excellently, and hopefully they can earn a win that they deserve tonight.
All right, folks, we'll step away for a few moments, come back with more of your Land Management Partners LLC halftime show as United leads Mid-County 12-7 on WRAM. Welcome back, AM 1330, FM 94.1 WRAM. It's the Land Management LLC halftime show, and I feel remiss. I have not mentioned our Dr. Stinson and Doyle referees tonight. We've seen a few flags out there. And just a reminder, our referees brought to you by Dr. Stinson and Doyle in Monmouth and Alito. Make sure you're seeing every play and get your eyes examined with Dr. Stinson in Doyle. I'm Logan Sell, joined by Bob Rowley here from the Vicroy's Furniture Broadcast Booth as the Red Storm lead Mid-County 12-7 at halftime here on homecoming. United with a good effort there in that first half. Mid-County, some things they need to clean up, and that's something we were talking about a little bit, Bob. What if you're on the Mid-County coaching staff, maybe what are some adjustments you're trying to make here for this final 24 minutes?
Well, you know, you got to talk to the center, because I'm pretty sure that those plays were not quarterback problems. I think with the new center, I mean, you know, you got to talk to that young man, and if the Mid-County, you know, just get a little better line play, and from a Mid-County standpoint, and watch what I'm watching here with United, in crucial situations, United is just flat out playing them in the short yardage, you know, with the Moore sack, and they've got some other short yardage plays and where they've just been outplayed on the defensive line, and our linebackers are playing excellently. And I think Coach Milroy's got the adjustments made as to who's going to be guarding or who's going to be stopping this option. So, and that might be something that they come up and change too. As you know, when Coach Milroy, it's kind of like a chess match. When he makes a change, then you've got to come back with your offense making a little change on the option. You know, it might be a start of that. Maybe a point of them running the fullback a little wider, a little narrower, running the pitch back a little farther out, running the quarterback a little farther off the line. I'm not sure what their change will be, but if I was Mid-County, I mean, that's something you got to look at, because the option is their identity. They've been running the option well all year with Woodside back there, but with him out, I mean, their tailback looks like he's you know, he can get the job done. It's just a matter of getting the assignments down and getting the blocking in the right time.
And, you know, that's something, as I'm thinking here, looking about things that United needs to do right in the second half to come away with a W. They got to continue to play that assignment defense. You can't let up just because you have the lead or anything like that. We saw what Davis is capable of if you let him get some open space in front of him. So continue to play your assignment, take care of your man, and count on the other 10 players to take care of theirs and do the job. Also, for the Red Storm, you know, you got to clean up the center quarterback snaps on the shotgun snaps. I know I've been a center. I've had tough games where the ball just seems to get going, but you got to compensate. You got to find a way to get those snaps down, because it really throws off the entire offense when your quarterback has to reach down to his feet every play. Even if he does grab it, it kind of throws off the timing and can really, really put a wrinkle in what you're trying to do.
Yeah, that's for sure. It throws the timing off, the handoff, Toby's done an excellent job. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's been, you know, 6, 8, 10, maybe 10 snaps that has hit him right at the feet, and he's just recovered well and brought it back up. And I'm sure they were working on it here before they went into half on the sideline. I'm sure they were working on it some over there, probably in the gym or outside the locker room. Because, like you say, that is a crucial thing. And with the half, I mean, we're only down by one touchdown, puts them in the lead, but we missed both our extra points. So we got to kick off to them, and our defense will be on the field, which I think our defense is playing excellent there at the end of half.
And I also forgot to mention that first half, the uniform watch brought to you tonight by NC Sport & More on South Main and Monmouth. Stop in to support your favorite local team. Mid-County tonight, the Road Whites with dark blue numbers, black pants and black helmet. United in their home reds with black shoulders, black pants and black helmet. And the United U, very familiar to any Miami University fan, on the helmet as well. For the Red Storm. Let's look at your uniforms here, as we'll see what the Red Storm and the Cougars do with about 2 minutes remaining here on the halftime show. And a couple more Subway scoreboard updates for you, Bob. Mercer County now in control over Ridgewood, 21-0. Also, Lewistown and Rushville Industry, 14-8 at the half. Orion leads Monmouth Roseville, 35-0 at the half. Elmwood Brimfield leads Illini West, 33-0 at the half. West Hancock leads Macomb, 40-6 at the half. That's a look at all your updates in West Central. In the Three Rivers Conference, Hall, with a bit of a surprise, leads Kewaunee 20-7 in the first half. And Rockridge on top of Riverdale, 7-0 early on. Hall, a good team last year, but just lost a lot of their key players. They had a rough start themselves, but trying to get back on track here.
Yep, that's high school football. I mean, you know, you got 15 to 17-year-olds. Both these teams met at Hall in the mud and muck up there, and now here they are both 0-5. So you just never know year to year.